Welcome to the Creating Eden podcast. I am your host, Eden Elizabeth. This podcast is a space of storytelling, truth-telling, raw and honest expression. Vulnerability is not only welcomed here, but it is celebrated. In this space, we honor the messy, the real, the authentic, the too much, and everything else that makes us human. Here, you get to witness real-time emotional and energetic processes that give you a peek into my own personal practice and the work that I do with my one-to-one private mentorship clients. Thank you for being here, for witnessing, and receiving. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the Creating Eden podcast. I am your host, Eden. And today's podcast episode is coming at you. I was going to say live from my bathtub, but this is not live. This is a recording. I am currently sitting in the bath. And I asked my partner, Florian, I was like, is it weird to record a podcast episode in the bath? And he was like, no. I was like, okay, great. I'm going to do it. I am currently sitting in the bath. I'm 29 weeks pregnant and my body is feeling it. So nourishing my body in this way, taking care of my body in this way, and still getting to chat and record an episode for you all at the same time. So in this episode, I want to dive into the topic of conversation about Healy frequency device, the Healy frequency device. So first and foremost, disclaimer, I do not know everything about this device yet. I am very new to this world and very excited and open to learning, but I know that I have a very, very basic understanding of what this device is and what it offers, how it works. So I'm still gonna share. because this is a space of messiness, of imperfect, of learn as we go. And I really want to share how long it took me to finally purchase one of these devices, everything that came up for me in the process, the resistance that I had, the stories that I created, just to share in case anyone is, feeling the same way as me, or experiencing something similar or feels drawn or called to connect with this device, but has like your own stories and limiting beliefs and whatnot that come up. So I don't even remember when I first heard about Healy. So from my basic understanding, the Healy frequency device is a device created to harmonize your biomagnetic field, bioelectric field. Oh man, already I'm questioning myself. Bioenergetic field, there we go. And it does that by running different frequencies that actually change the cellular structure of the water in your body. They influence the molecular structure of the water in your body. And documentary. I think that it's called The Secret of Water or something like that. The Secret Life of Water or something like that. I'll find it and I'll put it in the show notes. But I watched this years ago where, I learned that energy affects water, and there's been studies done by like playing music to water, and it takes on a different structure. The actual like crystalline structure of the water changes. So what it looks like. And there's a study that was done, I think it was done in SFU in Vancouver, with two different plants. And the students would go to one plant and speak all these negative things to it, and they would go to another plant and speak only love and admiration and positive things to this other plant. And slowly, the plant that was receiving positive affirmations was thriving, and that the other plant was dying. So energy, yeah, impacts and affects water. So that's my very basic understanding of how it actually works. I learned that in one of the Healy calls that I was a witness of, that I was listening to. And yeah, that was like the very basic, like, this is how it works. So I thought that was really cool, but I don't even remember when I first came across Healy. It was just in the Instagram world, the sphere that I was slowly opening myself up to, and I noticed that it was all from my perspective, my projection of who these people were, these like really high achieving women. That's who I was seeing, that all had this device. And I was like, immediately noticed that the realm that I was existing in was, it felt very far away from the realm that these other women were existing in, or are existing in. And of course, that's just a story and a projection. And at the same time, like, yeah, the embodiment of what they're doing, how they're taking care of themselves, what they prioritize, the things that they invest in is different. So I was living in a different world. I still kind of am. I'm like, I'm stepping my foot. I feel like I've got my big toe. My big toe is creeping. Creeping towards them. In their world. So I immediately was like interested and intrigued every time I heard somebody talk about it. But I immediately had the story of like, oh, that's not for me, because I am not in the same, there's a word I'm looking for. I'm not like as good as them, pretty much, is the energy that I was feeling. I'm not as successful as them, as far forward as them. So that's not for me. And of course, like, I looked at how much they were, and they're, it's a financial investment. And for myself, I didn't even have a credit card up until like March this year. And so everything, all my bills, everything that I had to pay for cash in hand. So I couldn't even, yeah, when I first came across it, I couldn't even like fathom myself ever buying one, because I was like, I make enough money to pay for the things that I need to pay for and to go thrifting out every now and then. Like, that's it, you know? Yeah, so I couldn't even visualize myself with it. And I am assuming that there's other people who feel the same way as me, who've had that same experience of seeing, you know, these people with this like fancy device and being like, oh no, like that's not for me. That's way out of my league. Yeah, that's where I was at. And I had this really, really beautiful experience. So I was like, I was opened into the world of Healy and just became the witness of other people's stories, other people's experiences, other people sharing on social media about it. But still was like, I was open to it, but I was blocked off to it for myself. And then in the spring, I can't remember exactly when it was, but maybe in May, I think. maybe. It doesn't matter. I had a friend here, Michelle, and we actually ran a free 6-day offering together. It was called Reclaim, and it was all about connecting with the senses and reclaiming our sensuality. And in the closing ceremony, I went to the place that she was staying at, and she... Oh yeah, I got there and she had a Healy and I saw it on the ground and I was like, oh my God, you have one of these? And she was like, yeah, do you want to try it? And I was like, what? Yes, absolutely. Yes, please. And at this point I was still pretty early on in my pregnancy. I was like 10 weeks, 11 weeks pregnant. I was just coming out of the intense nausea stage, and like throwing up all of the time. I was just coming out of that. So I had been very disconnected from myself, which is also why doing the 6-day offering with her was exactly what I needed at that time to reconnect with myself and my body and my being. But she, yeah, I was just like very disconnected from myself, very disconnected from my emotions, because I had just been trying to live. I had just been trying to survive, just been trying to keep food down me and eat something, you know, that was the state that I was in. And she ran the heart chakra program on me, and yeah, like it was super cool. It was like nothing happened immediately in that moment, you know, like it's like, yeah, maybe there's a sense of like, oh, I feel a little more grounded or a little more at ease. But there was no like big immediate shift, and that's energy, that's frequency, right? It takes a little bit of time to manifest into form, to manifest into the physical. But the next day, so we had opened my heart and it had been really beautiful. And I was like, cool. Like that was so cool that I got to use that and try it out before, you know, before I ever buy one myself. And the next day I just had in the morning, during my morning practice, I had like the biggest heart opening cry. And like, at this moment, I don't even remember why. I don't remember why I was crying. I don't remember what it was about. But I just had this big heart opening cry. And I was just like, oh my God, like I haven't felt like this in so long. I haven't felt emotions other than, you know, the emotions that of like, there was a lot of guilt when I was going through my, my nausea and all day sickness. And there was a lot of like, yeah, just pain. And there was a lot of tears, of frustration, but not like that big, raw, open heart kind of energy. And this was what that cry was. And I was just like, oh my God. Oh. And then I was like, whoa, I made the connection. Like, whoa, it worked. Like it really worked. And I felt so much more open-hearted and tender and loving and compassionate. And yeah, after that, so I was just immediately sold. I was just like, yep, all I need is that one experience to show me how, or that to show me that, to prove to me that it works. And I'm in, I'm in. But still at this point, I had gotten a credit card, but I had other priorities, other things that I was committing my finances to. And yeah, I was just like, it's not a priority. It's not a priority. And that's okay. You know, if you are like me and you're in that space where you're like, I'm feeling called, but I'm not called enough to actually make it a priority and invest in it. Then yeah, like I see you. That's exactly where I was. And then I had somebody reach out to me and set and share, like, I, every time that I'm in these calls, I think about you and want to, yeah, open this world up to you. And so I started conversing with her. And
I got to hop on one of their calls, and it was really inspiring. And just knowing that there's like weekly calls where everyone gathers, tells stories, shares their wins, and talks about this frequency medicine. I was like, wow, I love that there's a big community. And still I was like, I was pretty transparent with her. I was just like, I'm not ready to buy it yet. I want to, but I'm not ready yet. It's not a if at this point, it's just a when. And I didn't know when. I didn't know when it was gonna happen. And then I got the idea. I was talking to a friend who does affiliate marketing, network marketing. And I was talking to her, and she was like, I just had a lot of questions for her about what she was doing, and just asked her a bunch of questions, and she answered them, and we had a really amazing call. And at the time I was like, I don't even think there's anything that I believe in enough to be an affiliate for. Like, for me, what's really in alignment is if I'm talking about something, if I'm offering something, if I'm being an affiliate for something, like, I want to make sure that it's something that I actually use and that I actually love. And it's not, like, for me, the energy would have to come from, this is life-changing, or this is so supportive, or XYZ, whatever reason, but, like, this is so supportive in my life, I want to share it with the rest of the world. And after that conversation, like, that's what I said. I was like, I don't think there's anything that I care about enough, that I believe in enough, that I want to share it with the world. And then a few days later, I was like, well, actually, like, maybe I would be interested in doing, because Healy has a business opportunity as well. You know, you can purchase it just for yourself, and you can purchase it and use it for yourself. You can use it if you do like one-on-one client sessions, you can use it for them, you can use it for whatever. But, there's also the business opportunity of becoming a distributor. And I was like, maybe that would be in alignment. And I was like, you can start your own Healy business without first purchasing the device. So I was like, I'm gonna try that and see how it feels. And I was just like, ugh. I started, and then I was just like, this does not feel in alignment. Like, I don't feel in integrity talking about something that I don't even own yet. And, you know, not like trying to convince people, but sharing this amazing thing that I haven't yet invested in. I haven't yet had the courage to purchase, pour my money and energy into. So I was just like, no, I can't do that. That's way too out of alignment for me. So I'm just going to wait. And I kind of forgot about it. I forgot about it, and, you know, would still see a lot of people sharing about it on Instagram. The kind of women that I see with it are a lot of, like, just really powerful mothers and entrepreneurs. And that's where I feel like my path is taking me. Obviously, I'm pregnant. My path is currently taking me towards motherhood. But that's like, when I view these women, I'm like, they are where I want to be in however many years. You know, they are where I want to be headed. They are the path that I'm walking towards. And of course, like, in my own way, absolutely not by trying to copy paste or whatever, but just seeing, like, these really powerful, conscious, connected mothers who have potent medicine and offerings to share with the world, and are unafraid of standing in their power and speaking their truth and sharing and offering and taking up space. And so I would still see it. But it was kind of just like, oh, that's way, way, way on the back burner. And then just recently I had an experience where I realized that, like, when I buy something on my credit card, I'm like, I need to pay this off immediately. I need to pay it off immediately. Like, my understanding of now what was happening is my nervous system couldn't hold I don't know how I'm trying to word this, so it's going to just be messy and not make any sense, but my nervous system was not expanded enough to hold the discomfort of owing money. And that is because I haven't had that in a long time. A long, long time. When I was with my last partner, my ex-husband, he was the sole provider. I didn't have a credit card. I didn't work consistently. Like, I made very, very little money. And had, like, so many money stories created throughout that relationship. And yeah, it took me a long time to leave because of so many reasons. But one of those reasons was that I didn't believe that I could financially take care of myself, because I was with him for so long that I created the story that I don't know how, that I'm incapable of taking care of myself financially, of providing for myself. So when I did finally leave him and I got a job, I was like making, you know, the bare minimum of what I needed to make to survive. And when I moved to Nelson, it was the same thing. Like, that was my season of proving to myself that, hey, I can provide for myself. But again, throughout that process, I never owed anybody any money. I paid everything that I needed. I paid for with money that I had in that moment. And that, like, I needed that, right? I needed that because that expanded my nervous system of, like, okay, now I have all of these financial responsibilities that I didn't have for the last 5 years. So what am I going to do? Am I going to panic? Am I going to freak out? Or am I going to get a job and work and pay for everything? So that was an expansion of my nervous system in itself, of just like, I can provide for myself. I can create safety for myself in this way. And it's hard, you know, it's hard, and it's not necessarily, pleasurable when we are diving into something that's expanding our nervous systems. So I got to this point where I realized, like, oh, it's time for another expansion. It's time for another expansion. And I'm like so in this nervous system expansion right now. I love it. It's being mirrored back to me in so many ways, so many areas of my life. And yeah, I love it. And this was just one area of, I was being asked to expand my nervous system's capacity to hold the discomfort that comes along with owing somebody money or with having to pay off my credit card. Like, I would be at a point where I would pay massive chunks of my credit card off, like, 3 days in a row, because I would pay one day and then I'd be like, no, that wasn't enough. Pay more. No, that wasn't enough, until I found safety in my body and my nervous system. So in this moment where I recognized and realized, like, oh, this is just an expansion, like, wow, this is great. I had fully paid off my credit card and I was like, oh, amazing. I had just paid for this really beautiful program that I was in, Inner Mastery. I had paid for one-on-one sessions and some other investments into myself and my body and my energy. And yeah, I had paid it all off and I felt like really like, oh, yes. And I'm going into a season of my life where I'm not going to be making money, where my partner is stepping into the provider role as I step into mother. And my main focus is birthing this baby, and then postpartum. So I'm not going to be making very much money. So I was like, I want to have my credit card fully paid off because I'm not going to be having much money come in. And that's what's creating safety for me right now. And when it was cleared, I was like, oh, nice, great, amazing. And then, I had this realization of like, okay, I'm being called to expand here. And it was kind of just on a whim. I'm not gonna lie. It was kind of just on a whim. I was just like, okay, I'm gonna do it. In that moment, like I had created that safety for myself to just be like, fuck it, I'm in, I'm doing it. And, I went to the website and I purchased, honestly, like this was such a big stretch for me. I would have loved to just like go all in, because I know some people go all in and they, you know, take out a $4,000 loan to buy the highest model and whatnot. And I was like, no, that's still out of my reach. I'm gonna buy the Healy Gold, which is their very basic model. And it's still expensive in my eyes. This, of course, that's, it's all relative, right? I just bought the basic gold, Healy Gold model, and it still is a stretch for me. And I was just like, I sat there for a while before I pressed like the confirmation, the purchase button. I had all my info, all my details in, and I just sat there and I was like, am I really doing this? Like, am I really doing this? And then I was like, yeah, I'm choosing this timeline for myself. I am choosing to actively invite in this expansion. And I know that I feel like I've said expansion so many times, and I'm going to keep saying it because that's really the energy and really the word that feels so right. I just made that choice. Like, yes, it feels scary. Yeah, it feels like a stretch. And I'm going to be really, really grateful that I said yes in this moment. I saw on a woman's Instagram story, she shared her like postpartum list, and her Healy was on it. And I was like, oh, how beautiful would it be? Because there's so much happening in postpartum. There's so much physical that's happening. There's so much emotional that's happening, and there's so much energetic that's happening. So to have a device that supports my energetic well-being, my frequency, that's one less thing that I have to worry about. Because this is not a necessity, right? You can live without this, and you can do energy work without this. You can change your frequency without this device. You by no means do you need this. And there's a lot of things that we don't need, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't make our lives easier when we do have them, or more enjoyable when we do have them, right? So I'm definitely not talking about this as a, you need to get this. I'm talking about it right now just as my experience, but there's no pressure of you need this, and you can do this work. Like, we are such powerful beings. We can do this work without anything, right? It's just like, you don't need the crystals. You don't need the, you know, the herbs to smoke, to smoke cleanse. You don't need the incense. You don't need all of the things, right? You don't need all the spiritual tools. You don't need the drums. You don't need the oracle cards, the tarot cards. Like, you don't need that. You don't even need a journal. You can do all of this work with your body and your mouth alone. Your mouth is part of your body, so your voice, that's what I should have said. You know, you can do this work as you are, with absolutely nothing else but yourself. And that is so empowering. And for me, I like the tools. You know, I don't rely on them. I don't give my power to them. I use them as support, right? I love my crystals, not only because they're beautiful and they bring me so much joy, but because I love consciously connecting with their energy, with the frequency they hold, and using them or working with them to support whatever energy that I'm wanting to invite into my space, invite into my energy field. Right now, I'm consistently working with black tourmaline and clear quartz to clear and charge my energy field. And yes, I can do it without them, but I like using them. So I'm going to use them until it doesn't feel right anymore. You know, I'm constantly changing the crystals that I'm working with based on what is alive for me and what feels resonant. So this again is just, it's just a tool, a very powerful tool. You know, if we open ourselves up to it, a very, very powerful tool that can support us in ways that we maybe aren't supporting ourselves in this moment. You know, maybe they're inviting us into a different way of showing up for ourselves, of connecting with frequency, of whatever it is, these tools, you know, maybe they're inviting us into something deeper, right? Into seeing how powerful we are and how much we can shift. So yeah, this is not something you need. This is not something you need if you're going to have a baby and go through postpartum. But when I saw it on her list, I just was like, damn, I wish I had that. And it was just that immediate, like, oh, I wish I had that. So in that moment when I was like, okay, what timeline am I choosing? Am I choosing the timeline where I'm too scared to buy this right now? And in 3-4 months time, I'm kicking myself because I know it would have been really supportive to have while I'm lying in bed, naked, bleeding, leaking from my boobs with a newborn baby, for, you know, the first, like, I want to stay in my bedroom, in my bed for the first 2 weeks at least, and then transfer into the living room bed for the next, like, rest of the 40 days. But yeah, like, if I'm laying there and resting, like, how beautiful will it be that I have this device that can support me energetically in my rest, in my healing, while I tend to the physical, right? Because I'm telling you right now, it's probably very, very unlikely that I'm going to give birth and the next day go sit at my altar and do my energy work. You know, that's not going to be my number one priority, right? So if I have this beautiful device that can support me to continue attuning my frequency while I'm resting and tending to my body and tending to my baby, like, I love it. I love it. So yeah, it was in that moment where I visualized the two timelines and I felt myself at that fork in the road where I'm like, this decision can be a really powerful one, or it can keep me walking the timeline that I'm walking right now. And I was like, no, I'm going to do it. I'm willing to be uncomfortable. I'm willing to expand. Like, I'm going to do it. And I did it and I felt so amazing and so excited and just so proud of myself for having that conscious awareness of, oh, I can choose in this moment. I can choose which timeline I am walking, which pathway I'm walking. I get to choose because I'm conscious and I'm aware and I'm not operating from that fear and scarcity and lack mindset that I've been operating from for so long. And, yeah, I was so excited. And, you know, when Florian got home from the gym, I was so excited to tell him because of course I've been talking about it with him. And he was so excited. And of course, like, he's going to use it too, right? And then talking about the business opportunity, and he was like, yeah, that's something that I would love to make like a family thing, that we do that together. And that felt so beautiful, that like, oh, this doesn't even have to be just mine, right? I don't, I can share this with my partner, with my family. And, you know, instead of just one person speaking about it, sharing their experience, there's two. Instead of me just speaking with my community, my friends, my online community, he gets to do that with his as well, you know? So it's more supportive. And yeah, I loved that he brought that like family aspect into it. Cause I was thinking like, oh yeah, this is just going to be mine, like my thing. Like, yeah, let him use it. But like the business side, like, oh, that'll just be my thing. But to have support where like, okay, this week I don't have the capacity to show up in the Healy business, and the other partner being like, oh, that's okay, I do, you know? And like some weeks we're both in it together, super full of energy and creating and sharing and whatnot. Other weeks neither of us have the capacity, and then one week one of us does, the other week the other does. Like, oh, collaboration, baby, collaboration feels so much better. So that really excites me as well. And of course, this is going to be a slow burn. I don't even know when this podcast is going to come out. I mean, as of now, it's September 13th as I am recording this. And as of now, I've got podcasts scheduled for the next 6 weeks. So, if I just schedule this as I normally do, this will be coming out beginning of November, which is like potentially the month that I will give birth, November or December. We will see. but that's when I feel November is when my like birth energy portal will slowly start to open, and I'll be really connecting with that. So I'm going to be really disconnected from the online world. I'm going to be very, very much present in my own cave nesting energy, preparing any last things that I need to prepare food wise for postpartum, baby wise, and all of the rest of it. And I'm not going to be working, you know, come November, I'm not going to be working at all. That is the work that I do for other people, and the work that I do for myself, the clients that I'm working with, I'm not going to be working at all. So I don't know if I'll put this out right away or if I'll wait. I also kind of want to, before I start talking about it, I want to have more embodiment. I mean, before I start talking about it, I'm talking about it already. But I want to slowly start gathering my stories and slowly start writing out or speaking my experiences and getting like, yeah, everything together so that when I do share this initial podcast, there's... I have more experiences that will be on their way, more things to share, more knowledge about it as well. Because before I'm like, hey, like buy this thing, I'm like, oh man, I'm not very good at, hold on. I was going to say something that I don't think I wanted to say. I don't like being really like salesy, in your face marketing, like you need to buy this. I don't like that. That doesn't feel good for me, and I'm not good at that. I'm not good at that because it feels so not good in my body. So for me, like, embodiment is a huge piece. I want to have this integrated into the way that I operate, the way that I live my life, before I start sharing, hey, this is my affiliate link. If you're curious about it, like, let's have a conversation, you know? So Anyways, I don't know when this is going to come out. You know more than me. You know more than me as you're listening to this. You know exactly when it's coming. But yeah, in this moment, I don't know. And I released the desire to know and have it figured out, which is also like something that is so beautiful in the expansion of my nervous system. Can I hold the slowness? Can I hold like sustainable ways of operating? Because my entire past, I've been rushing out of fear. Fear of missing out, fear of missing my time. Just very fear-based, scarcity, lack. And it's so funny to reflect back now. So much of this year I've been learning this slow burn process, this return to cyclical nature, return to nature, period. And I've really been shown and taught like the power of slow, the power of sustainable. And this is how I want to approach this as well. There's a few more offerings that I'm slowly creating and expanding my nervous system to hold that, because there is discomfort as I rewire my need to create out of fear, my need to rush out of fear, instead of taking my time and trusting divine timing, which means it'll happen when it's meant to happen. It'll happen exactly when it's meant to happen. It doesn't matter if it's in 3 months. It doesn't matter if it's in 6 months. It doesn't matter if it's in a year, right? It'll happen when it's meant to happen. Just like baby will be born when baby is meant to be born, right? Like I haven't been attaching myself to a due date. Like, yeah, I've been counting the weeks because that's fun for me to track. But I'm not attached to, I'm going to give birth on this day, you know, and when that guess date, that due date comes, I'm not going to be like, oh my God, it's my due date, baby's still not here, and then be like, oh, I'm a day overdue, I'm 2 days overdue, I'm a week overdue. Like, I don't believe in that. I believe that baby will come when baby is good and ready to come. There's no way to calculate a date. I think it's like 4% of all babies are born on their due date. And it's like, if a due date is so accurate, tell me why it only has a 4% success rate. Like, I don't know. Anyways, that's a whole different conversation. But yeah, it's been really beautiful to witness myself in this process of really slowing down and really not rushing myself. And that's one thing. Like, I know when there's work to be done, I will get that shit done. And I love that about myself. And what if I want to play? Like, two of my offerings that I am slowly working on are very, very, very feminine, fluid, like chaotic, creative offerings that if I were to be in that masculine hustle energy of like point A to point B, let's do this, and just be like typing shit out, like it loses the magic. Because these things are channeled through me from spirit. They're directly from source. And if I am rushing, I'm not connecting, genuinely connecting with spirit to create these offerings and co-create these offerings with spirit and the universe. So And I'm not in my feminine all the time. I don't have the energy to create all the time. And I'm definitely not going to have the energy to create all the time when I'm, you know, heavily, heavily pregnant and freshly postpartum and figuring out motherhood for the first time. Like, so it's okay. What I'm integrating into my body is it's okay to take your time. It's okay to move slowly. It's okay to, yeah, to not see the full path and continue showing up in the time and the space that I've created for myself. And right now, that's one day a week, right? In the past, I would have been like, oh, I need to do this many hours every single day. And right now, I'm like, what's really sustainable is showing up and channeling these, I don't want to give it away, but channeling for, you know, 2 hours sitting and connecting with this energy and writing down whatever comes through me once a week. And, you know, that might change, right? That might change closer to when it's feeling more ready. And it might not, right? Until all of a sudden it's a year later and I'm like, wow, I'm almost done. I'm ready. Yeah, very, very slow burn energy over here. And that's also how I want to navigate this Healy business. And of course, like I'll still share my link for anyone who's already interested. Maybe you're in the same place as me of like, oh, I see so many people. I see so many people with this thing and I really want to try it. I really want to, you know, I just feel called. I feel called, but I'm scared or this story or that or whatever. And maybe, you know, this will be that last invitation that you needed, or that you need to convince. I don't like the word convince, to affirm to you, like, yes, this is for me. And maybe not. But I'll share my link anyways. But yeah, what's really beautiful about where I'm at now is, as I shared, I'm in that like base model Healy Gold, is that I don't have to yet buy all of the packages. What my plan is to get really like to use all of the programs that the gold offers until I'm like, okay, I'm ready for something new. And then you can actually subscribe. You can either buy, there's two big like program purchases that are a couple $100 each. And I'll either buy those, one of those probably, or I'll subscribe. You can subscribe to different programs per month, monthly. So I think the first one that I'll do is the chakra program. And that one's like $20 a month. So I'll do that, pay $20 a month for however many months that I'm using it or until I'm ready to upgrade. And like slowly take my time. Cause that's the thing, like it would be unsustainable for me to take out a loan and dive in and all of a sudden have this like $5,000 loan. For me, some people you're like, yeah, that's no big deal. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. I'll do it tomorrow. For me, that's like, oof, I'm not there yet. Me, I'm like spending over $500 on something is like, wow, that's a lot. That's a lot for my body to hold and to feel. So I'm slowly like sustainably expanding my nervous system as well, which is also like a huge conversation that can be had of like, I think I kind of touched on this in, the episode where I talked about how to navigate uncomfortable or hard and triggering conversations, or how to start a conversation you're afraid to have. I mentioned choosing to communicate in a way that's going to best serve your nervous system. So for me, there's been times where I'm like, oh, like I hate that I couldn't have this conversation with this person in the flesh. I hate that. Like, that's what I want. And then I find myself in person with an extremely dysregulated nervous system and I can't speak. I can't say the things that I want to say. So what's more important in that moment? Trying to force myself to do something that my body is literally vibrating out of fear because of, like, no, that's not supportive. What's supportive is, hey, I'm going to communicate with this person from a clear, grounded place. And maybe that's on the phone. Maybe that's a voice note. Maybe that's a text message. You know, and honoring, right, where our nervous system is at, and like stretching it slowly. So if, you know, going back to this conversation aspect or example, if it's scary for me and my body already is dysregulated when I know I have to set a boundary, am I going to also dysregulate myself further and try to have this conversation in person and then not actually say what I want to say? Maybe the conversation, like I don't approach the conversation in the way that I want to. I don't communicate in the way that I want to. Like, is that the end goal because I want to be able to do it in person? No, the end goal is how do I set this boundary in a way that, yes, stretches me, but still I can find safety. And that's exactly where I'm at with this. Like, yes, I'm being stretched and not so stretched that I can't even function, right? Stretched enough that I feel uncomfortable, I feel scared, and I can re-regulate. I can ground myself. I can come back to center, come back to my truth, and remember why I'm doing this. So yeah, that feels really great for me. And that might be, like, we're all different. Our lives have been different. Our relationships are different. Our desires are different. So we're going to be different. It's going to be different. Maybe you don't resonate with this, and that's okay. But for me, this is where I'm at. And there's a part of me that's like, ooh, should I feel shame around this? Because at one point, like, I do want to be the person that will invest $5,000 into something that I know is going to support me. Like, I want to get there. And I'm not there yet, and that's okay. But what's the first step that I can take, right? So yeah, that's where I'm at. That's, my first experiences with Healy. And I actually got it in the mail yesterday and I used it for the first time yesterday. Oh, and I was so excited. I was just so excited. And you know, thinking back to myself in the spring, like thinking this isn't even possible to me or for me, holding it in my hand and like sitting and using it, I'm just like, it is possible because it's here and I chose it. And I love that for myself. And I'm so happy. It's so excited. And so excited to see how now it supports me even further throughout my pregnancy and my postpartum and in other areas of my life, right? When I do start, you know, navigating my offerings again. How can I use it there to support me? When I start to, you know, I don't want to say work out because that feels so wrong. That feels so like that's not the energy. But when I start to move my body again, when I start to connect with my body again, when I want to dance again, when I want to do yoga again, when I want to strengthen my pelvic floor and my core again, you know, when my body is ready. And that is also something that I'm not going to rush. But when my body is ready, not when my mind is ready, because my mind is going to be ready first. When my body is ready, you know, there's programs that will support that, right? So yeah, I'm really excited. And I know that it's going to support me in ways that I can't even fully see or understand or fathom right now. But I'm just trusting. So yeah, now after my bath, After recording this, I'm going to get out, I'm going to go lay down, and I'm going to run one of the Healy Frequency programs and listen to a podcast, because that's also what I like too, is it's an invitation for me to get still, to lay down and just be. And I've really enjoyed using that time to, yeah, just have a podcast playing and close my eyes and just be resting my body. So that's what I'm doing. That's where I'm going. Anyways, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being, yeah, so supportive of this podcast. I'm really, really grateful for how this community is slowly growing. And again, it's that slow burn, which I am loving and thriving with right now. Instead of trying to hammer out content every single day for social media, like recording podcasts when I feel like it and launching and sharing one a week, like, oh baby, that feels so good. That feels so sustainable. And yeah, now I've got so many podcasts in like, yeah, lined up, ready to go. So yeah, this is just feeling so great for me. And I really hope that you are receiving whatever you need to receive out of it, but that you are receiving something from it, because it feels really great for me to give. So thank you for being here. I am so, 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 so grateful, and just so happy. So thanks for listening.